Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Leon says New York is pretty different.
Oh, don't pay attention to Leon. You've never been anywhere. You didn't have any feet. I've been to New York thousands of times.
Really? What's it like?
Well, there are some things you should know. First off, you see gum on the street, leave it there. It's not free candy.
Oh.
Second, there are like 30 Ray's pizzas. They all claim to be the original, but the real one's on 11th. And if you see a sign that says Peep Show, that doesn't mean that they're letting you look at presents before Christmas.
All right, the book is called The Grouchy Historian. An old-time lefty defends our Constitution against right-wing hypocrites and nut jobs. And Ed Asner joins us. Always a pleasure talking to you, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
We lean the same way politically, and there's a great line about the book here that says that even the founding fathers didn't know how to interpret the Constitution, the guys that wrote it, and that's a real interesting piece that now the right-wing nut jobs know how to interpret it, right?
Yeah, and the founding fathers certainly disagree on interpretation.
Yeah. Yeah, the actual guys disagreed on interpretation, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
What made you decide to write the book? Go ahead.
What's that?
What made you decide to write the book?
Well, I've had these feelings about the right claiming that they know the Constitution, they know how to decipher it. They inhabit the bodies of the framers who wrote it. And I got sick of it, and so did Ed Weinberger. We got together and we began to spin our little raft of humor concerning them and how wrong they are.
What do you
for us to own it, not them?
The grouchy historian Ed Asner with us. What do you think about the state of what's happening right now in the White House?
it's the first clown we ever elected.
Yeah, you've been around a long time.
So a dangerous clown, yeah. But a clown.
You know, a lot of guys. Go ahead, keep going.
And I'm always amazed at finding the people in my walk of life who voted for him.
Yeah, me too.
Who still believe in him.
Yeah.
And the fact that there'd be, if you found some means of getting rid of him now, that there would be a huge outcry from a large number of people.
Yeah, there would
You're
be.
You're right.
Yeah. Still the minority, but there's still it'd be a large number, exactly. Ed Asner, yeah. Grouchy historian. When do you first remember being leaning a little left? Because you're 87, correct, Ed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'll be 88 in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Congratulations.
On the 15th of November.
I expect a little stipend, a little money from you guys.
All right.
A little payola, you know, a little acknowledgement.
How about we just buy the book, Ed Asner, Grouchy Historian. A little acknowledgement. All right. You're on tour right now. You got a one-man show, A Man and His Prostate, which is touring around the country. What do you do during your show?
Yeah.
What do you do during the show?
Well, I show you my prostate.
Okay. I don't often ask guests, but what is the state of your prostate? Is it okay now?
Well, it's swollen now.
Okay.
No, it's a stage show. You talk about your life and just what your thoughts. What?
Oh, we lost him.
Did we?
Yeah.
Hopefully we didn't lose him for good.
Right. Oh, the line went dead, yes.
Oh, okay.
The whole system went down.
Oh, man. That's okay. I think he plugged the book nicely. And if he calls back, and we say thank you and everything. But he was...
Maybe he just needed a nap.
He told you off the air.
He said he was tired.
Yeah.
I asked him how he was doing this morning. I'm tired.
Once we got him moving, man. Once we got him moving, he was starting to talk.
I don't know what happened with that.
We laughed at the stipend thing, and he said, well, screw these guys. I'm out of here, man.
Ain't paying me out of here. He didn't hang up. That's like the system just went dead.
Right. We laughed at it, but we didn't turn it down. No,
that's true.
He knew we were a friendly audience. You know, he's swollen.
I'd write that guy check to talk to him every week.
Yeah.
I remember him being just, it's been 10, 15 years since we talked to him the first time ever. And that would have put him in his 70s. And even then he was like,
yeah. he didn't just become grouchy.
Right. Yeah. No, but like I said, he's a lefty too. He's a grouchy lefty. And I like that because they do exist. Old lefties do exist. You know, remember that.
Yeah, he would not fit in with the
Ditkas. Oh,
the Ditkas.
Oh, yeah, phone's come back. That's right. Come back.
I was hanging around with. Morning.
Gotta ask him what happened.
What happened?
He's from Kansas City, by the way. He's probably a Chief fan. You know that.
Screw him.
What happened, Ed?
Yeah. Was that on your end? Was
I guess you didn't want to see my prostate.
You never said that.
That's worth the price of admission. Okay, so
I'm giving you a golden opportunity, and you spit in my face.
No, we discussed it while you were away, and we're good with that.
Yes, we are.
We'll get you a stipend.
The grouchy historian and old-time lefties defends the Constitution against the right-wing hypocrites and nut jobs. Available now, Ed Asner, with us this morning. Once again, you mentioned the reason you wanted to write the book was because you got tired of the right co-opting the Constitution. It belongs to everybody. And how's it going? Yeah. So what made you keep – I shouldn't say you should retire because I love that you still work and bust your ass, but that's tough to sit down and write a book.
Well, you don't know the half.
No, I don't.
I just sent off my autobiography to Simon & Schuster, who were the publishers of Grouchy Historian.
Oh, great. So we're going
to... they'll be considering printing my autobiography as well.
What don't we know about Ed Asner that will be in the book?
I'm not a virgin.
Okay. Okay. I didn't figure that. Anything else?
I'm going to reveal for the first time I'm not a virgin.
All right. That's good. I hope
not. They're going to see that life has been a merry, wonderful trip of working in showbiz, which I adore.
I saw a recent episode flipping through the TV, and I stopped on an episode of Mary Tyler Moore. And it was the episode where you and Mary decide to try to go on a date together. And
oh yeah,
what a great episode that was! Because you kiss, you kiss, and you go nah.
I've been working, waiting for that moment for like 6 years.
Yeah, I know you were. And then they wrote it in, and you weren't going to be together.
It's a damn shame. And I had tremendous qualifications.
Yes, you do.
No arguing that.
But you kiss her in that scene, and you have to go, nah. But I bet you were thinking yes, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it was a mutual no on both parts.
Well, I know in the scene it was, but I'm talking about in real life. You liked kissing her. You liked kissing her, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted her.
What is the secret, Ed, leading a long, grouchy, healthy life?
Yeah, we need to know that.
Yeah. And I'm still wondering whether I should give up my virginity.
See, but you already admitted that you had.
Yeah, you just.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't. I didn't know it at the time.
You've already tipped your hand.
I'd like a second chance.
Pick up the book now. It's available, The Grouchy Historian by Ed Asner. Ed, congratulations and good luck on the tour. And I'm looking forward to the autobiography, and we'll talk then. Okay.
And don't hang up on me next time.
No, we won't, Ed. Sorry, man. Thank you, brother.
Thanks. Why, yeah, I ought to sweat you.
We deserve it.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, appreciate it.
Man, he was just so cool. That was so cool. Have you heard you say screw him on hold there?
I hope so.
Yeah, he's a Kansas City born and bred. I've been talking about that before, you know. Of course, he was... grew up there way before the Chiefs showed up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Born in 1929.
Yeah, a little bit before.
Well, the Chiefs won last night. Did you curse them?
Yeah.
Did you curse your own team?
Yeah, I cursed my own team. I mean, I was just...
Well, right away. Jamal Charles fumbling right away after that big long run.
Yeah.
You can't fumble.
No.
He didn't fumble it. He pulled it right out. And a pro running back can't let a guy pull the ball out.
Right.
Especially in his own just old stadium.
Yeah. I thought he'd have a good game and... Trevor Siemian, I was just telling Todd outside, you know, I've been defending Trevor Siemian, and it looks awful.
You're the one.
God, that first pick he threw, it was like he was aiming for the DB.
Yeah, man, it's bad.
It was ridiculous.
Who's your second string, the tall guy?
Well, I mean, it's, one of the two tall guys. Yeah, it's Osweiler, who they signed.
Yeah, I know Osweiler.
And then Lynch, their first-round pick from a couple years ago, has been hurt, but he's been practicing.
Oh, he's
again.
A tall guy, too?
He's tall as well.
He throws down.
So one of the two tall guys.
You don't win games by, what, four turnovers?
Five last night.
Five, okay.
They've had 11 in the last two games. They're averaging 12 points the last four games. Averaging scoring 12 points. I mean, they're still in these games somehow.
I know.
That's how good their defense is.
They have a great defense.
It sucks watching their offense suck.
And that's half the game.
Ed Asner, yeah. Seriously, when the offense gets the ball, I go poop or something. I just walk away from it for a second.
You're hoping for scores of the defense.
Yeah.
What was the final there? 29-19?
29-19.
Okay.
Yep. And there you go. No. And the state, I don't know if, ESPN didn't want to show. Anytime you could see how empty that stadium was,
Kansas
they would
City.
Cut away to something else. I know, it's just lame. I'm just pointing it out.
I know you are. I know you are.
Michelle Bachmann's birthday this day in 1983.
Yeah.
George S. Hallis.
Happy birthday!
Papa Bear.
Yeah.
Pancreatic cancer, 88 years old, Chicago native, played for the Bears, coached for the Bears, was an executive with the Bears, owner of the Bears, co-founder of the National Football League.
Right.
63 years with the Bears. So if you've ever wondered what the GSH on the Bears uniform is.
That was it.
Which it still is. That's who it is.
It's been on there for some time.
Yes, sir. Ezekiel Elliott's not going to play now, it looks like. 6-game suspension.
I thought he said he was going to go beat it. He said he was going to go beat it.
Well, there's 24 hours for him to appeal, so there's about 16 of those hours left, basically.
Got it. All right.
But for now, it looks like Ezekiel Elliott's done till December 17th. Missed games against the Chiefs, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Chargers, the Redskins,
this
and the
Giants.
This is
why you take
the
suspension.
Could have had it done.
Yeah.
Just do it. You're not going to win these things.
It's
Brady.
Brady
didn't win.
Exactly.
I mean, he pushed it back, but he didn't win. You're not going
to
win.
Right. They managed to postpone them.
But you can't. You screw your season up more.
It's much better to sit out during the stretch run trying to get into the playoffs.
Right.
That's much better.
When you're playing a lot of teams, you need to play and beat. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's three divisional games there.
Which is fine with us. None of us like the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah. And no surprise, Jerry Jones is described as the leading voice in a conference call that only included 17 owners, but there are 17 owners discussing the possibility of not extending Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner of the NFL,
what did he
not
do
extending
wrong?
His contract.
He did, for them, all they care about is what he does for them, and he makes them a lot of money.
Right, and
I think pissed this national anthem thing,
No,
they?
I think that, maybe that's part of it.
Some of them, you can't make guys stand.
No,
we know that. The workforce would just quit.
But I think some of those 17 owners, I would guess the majority of those 17 owners want him to step up and make a policy so they don't have to make the decision.
But you can't.
I think that's it. I think that's it right there because Goodell works for the owners and for the owners to see him trying to work with the players, which he kind of also has to do, but really he works for the owners.
I
so
know.
He should be defending them.
But you're never going to – you have to – they're the employees. They're the reason that exist.
Sure. But they don't pay Goodell. The owners pay Goodell.
I know.
And $40 million a year, by the way.
And I think they need 24 owners to oust him.
To get him out.
Yeah. God, you only made him a ton of money, you know.
According to one owner, you don't have the quote about Goodell, you don't have this many messes over the years like Roger has and survive it.
All right.
So see what happens there.
And the ratings conversation continues, and the CEO of Fox, James Murdoch, says that the NFL ratings are down because there's just too many games on TV. Says the over proliferation. Yeah, yeah, that too.
Get rid of Thursday night.
Yeah.
And that stupid Sunday morning thing too, well, with the London thing. London games.
All day Saturday figures into this too, just football over.
Well, yeah, but that's not NFL.
No, but it is overload. But just people's desire to watch.
It is overload. True. You know, I'm watching Yale and Columbia, for Christ's sakes.
So there's not enough football.
It's football overload.
It's true. I mean, there's
and we have high football tolerance.
Indeed. We do.
Yeah. Indeed, man. Football games currently broadcast NFL on Fox, CBS, NBC, ESPN, ESPN2 in the opening, Monday night game. The NFL Network live streamed on Amazon, live streamed on Yahoo. I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot of outlets right now.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, if the ratings have to take a hit for that reason, it's better than the other way around.
You think about Monday Night Football, though, which used to be the thing.
Oh, it was
and now
thing.
Look
yes.
at the advertisements that exist on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
It's for the Addiction Network.
Right.
It's for the Bush Hog
no,
yard
right.
trimmer or
it's
something.
Not,
you know what I mean?
Flex Seal, baby.
It's not
like
must see TV.
Yeah, Flex
PSAs,
Seal.
Man.
A lot of Flex Seal.
Yeah,
I just read something yesterday that they're throwing it out there, theorizing that maybe ESPN doesn't try to renew their contract with the NFL when it's up
for Monday night.
Yeah,
get rid of Thursday night football. Monday night might be a little better, but they're not going to get rid of Thursday.
Well, just the what they have to pay to get it, it's just not worth it.
Right.
Because they do get hosed with Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the NFL is in the future, not too distant future, going to be seeing a lot less money from TV.
Yes. Yep.
They're not going to be willing to pay the billions of dollars that they're paying right now because they're not getting the numbers.
You know,
they're still number one in their time slot.
That's true.
But the number of people watching is down.
Is down.
Yep.
Because
now,
of that and other reasons. And because those sons of bitches kneel.
That's right.
That's why.
You look at the Olympics. The Olympics continue to just bring in buku bucks
as
far as television. Nobody
that
watches
crap.
That. So that's why I wonder, you know, how much the NFL would be affected by it.
It's also a branding thing. You want to be connected.
Yeah, absolutely. The official whatever of the NFL. Jimmy Garoppolo is out
Janine
as a
Garoppolo.
Patriot. Janine, yeah, that's
Garoppolo.
Right. Yeah, the winless 49ers have traded for him. They get a second-round pick, and then the Patriots in return get more than likely – get that second round pick, and then they get what's his name, the backup there, Brian Hoyer.
He's coming back to the Patriots,
who was
right.
released by the Niners and have been with them for a while. This is, you know, you think about these Matt Castle, Matt Flynn, Scott Mitchells
right,
of the world,
right.
49ers putting their hopes there, and Tom Brady sounding more and more like Tim Tebow these days.
Oh Jesus!
Told Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a week-to-week league. They change so quickly. You know, my mind is all about this season, just trying to win, Jim. Just going to bring it every single day like I've tried to do the last 18 years. We're focused. We got a bye week this week. We're going to
ever take it.
So, Tom.
He just makes me want to root for injury so bad.
I know,
yeah.
Man.
And I don't
just for him.
I'm with you on
don't
that.
Don't do that.
Nothing life-threatening or just,
no, the karma. Yeah, his just, quarterback went down. Why can't this guy go down, man, you know?
Just the end of season.
Yeah.
The chief of the university.
Him rooting for it doesn't make it happen, Todd, because it happened
what?
To his own boy.
Yeah, but if you're rooting for it, it does make you a bad person.
He's a very hateable person.
There's a lot of people that don't want that guy to play football.
Yeah, he's
a very
40.
Hateable guy.
He's just go away.
He's 40. Why can't he hurt like I do?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, just make him hurt a little
I think he
bit.
Does. I think he just gets through the games. Because his wife already said he had a bunch of concussions.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
No,
let's
no.
not talk about that.
No,
he gets hurt, but he eats kale every damn day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or something.
You know.
Yeah.
Leads a righteous lifestyle.
That's it.
Sleeps in the Himalayas or something.
And we do not.
None of us do.
Flies to the Himalayas every night and sleeps there. Yeah. The chief of the University of Nevada, Reno Police Department, this is where Colin Kaepernick went to college, played football there, was apologizing for an officer who mocked the quarterback at a Halloween party. Officer wore a Kaepernick jersey, an afro, a fake nose, and with a sign, you know, like a street poacher that says, we'll stand for food.
What an idiot.
Yeah, this is a cop. Now, so the PD's apologizing, but when asked if he'll be punished, you know, he says we have no policy that would dictate any disciplinary action.
Now, I posted up a costume on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. From that. Somebody found one of those sports sites. It's Aaron Hernandez. It's a guy named, just a guy in Aaron Hernandez jersey with a rope around his neck, but the rope is frozen straight up. So he's walking around like he's being
like he's home.
Yeah.
Damn.
It should have been a bed sheet.
That's true.
But that would have been harder
to probably
do.
That's true, yeah. Because he did do it with a bed sheet, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good costume.
It's not factually accurate.
No, it's not factually accurate.
And you want your costumes to be factually accurate.
Right, you do.
Always. Yeah.
And there's been no outrage over that?
I don't know. I just shared it on Twitter.
I could see some people being outraged by that.
But the guy was a murderer.
Because of the noose. But then people will probably think, well, he really wasn't that good a guy.
But he did hang himself. So the noose part is not a racial thing. It's about hanging yourself, right?
Matt, it's about the way he chose to take himself out.
Yeah, Halloween costumes are—they're weird. They're such nuance to argue about them. You know,
what's right?
Out and out racist
wrong.
Stuff. Sometimes if it's out and out racist, like I don't think the Kaepernick thing—that sounds—that seems out and out racist.
It kind of looked like if you see,
basically put a fake nose on them because Kaepernick
and
has kind of
the nose.
But there are costumes that are inappropriate, not inappropriate that are a bad taste. But I still say you can wear them.
You know, Saturday night I wore what I normally wear, and then I put on a bunch of gold chains and some rings and a gold grill.
That's okay because white guys wear grills.
I know.
They do.
I think a couple
especially
people
guys
were
like
a little
you.
Sensitive to it, but you know, I just, they're like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "I'm Saturday, man. That's what I am. I'm Saturday."
Where'd you find a grill at? Just go.
Yeah, just one of
those
stores.
Gold teeth?
At the grill shop.
Nah, yeah, my guy, man.
Your guy.
He gets you straight, man. Get you all fitted up real nice.
Yeah, we've always been.
That's fine. I have no problem with that costume, Petey. First of all, gold chains and a grill doesn't make you a black guy.
Right.
And there are white dudes from the hood that look just the exact same way, man.
Gold chains and a grill.
Right.
Aside from moaning.
In the morning.
Blackface, I think we've always
aside
had the philosophy
from blackface,
that you know, it's Halloween, anything goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when it comes to death.
Yeah.
Because people do dress as dead people all the time.
Right. NFL trade deadline will be today. Some things could happen in the league.
Because Kim Kardashian, by the way, dresses Aaliyah, a famous outfit she wore in a 2001 video.
Oh? Okay.
And she looks a lot like her, except for her ass is a lot bigger than Aaliyah's was not that big. But the actual outfits, it matches it completely. She's taking crap because she's not black.
Ah.
And black people are, I mean, because they have her hair parted. I mean, you got to see this photo side by side. And Leo is gorgeous.
Yeah, and much thinner than.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But there's a top. She wore like this gold flecked bikini top in the video, apparently, and that's what Kim Kardashian has on. And they both got great cans, but Kim gets wider in the middle there. Yeah. But their bellies are hanging out, which are flat and taunt. But she's taking crap. I thought she was taking crap because Aaliyah was dead. I'm thinking, well, that's no big deal. She's just dead. I didn't even put together the fact that she's not black.
Yeah, but if she'd have thrown on blackface, she'd have got more crap.
And by the way, Aaliyah was really light-skinned anyway, and Kim Kardashian is a dark, Persian, basically a Persian.
Albanian.
Yeah, exactly. So they kind of look exactly the same shade anyway, so I don't think it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And she looks hot.
She should have carried around way too much luggage.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd have like a plane wing sticking out of her head or something like that.
Although she does have a good trunk.
Right.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
A sufficient-sized trunk.
She had three costumes for the party she went to.
Good for her.
Well, of course.
That's rich people.
You can't wear the same one over and over.
Right.
Well, you probably got to go to a Halloween party on Friday.
No, this is all one night, apparently.
Just one night.
She wore three costume
changes in one night.
Yeah.
God, I can't.
All about those clicks.
I can't get myself up to get one costume, let alone three.
Well, she don't have a lot to do.
Plus, you were Aaliyah in 2005. Remember that?
Yeah.
You look just like her,
too. Soon.
I made it work.
It was too soon.
I made it work, man.
Yes, you did.
Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. Also, the college football playoff standings will be out tonight, which will be very exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Alabama.
And tomorrow we can
Alabama's
talk
about going down!
Tiger Woods.
Tiger
is
Woods.
He back? He is back.
If you missed
is
it.
Is he back?
I think he's going to make it this time.
Is he back?
Yep.
He's back?
He's back.
Even you conservatives can go listen to the Ed Asner interview because it was just funny, man. It was just funny. The book is about him being a grouchy liberal, but he was really funny. So check it out on the podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, all that. Judah Friedlander later on this morning. Thanks, Petey.
Thank you.
Sorry about your Broncos.
Yeah, they suck.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.